You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Hey everyone, it's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for less. And for a limited time, new customers receive their second month free when they sign up and use promo code MONTHFREE by May 31st. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
3, 2, 1. Live from Los Angeles and Las Vegas.
It's the PHP.
The Perez Hilton.
Podcast.
With my man.
Chris Booker.
Chris Booker.
It's Booker, baby.
And the one and only world famous Perez.
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 The Perez Hilton.
Ready?
It's the PHP.
Everybody, welcome to the PHP. Happy President's Day here in the States. I'm Booker. He's Perez. What's doing?
I am jazzed because we're talking about a lot of people that we don't usually on the show today, including Chris Brown.
Are you jazzed to talk about Chris Brown?
I am. Not him specifically, but collectively, him alongside Kristen Stewart, with Kelly Rowland, with Candace Owens, and this singer, also her name is Taylor Swift. We're also talking about her too. But first, I'm feeling really good, but also feeling like, you know, like there's like a point. Like that last drink that takes you from buzzed to wasted.
Yeah.
And I'm there. I'm at that last drink. And it's not anything to do. No, it's got nothing to do with alcohol. It's just like, thank God we're checking out today. We're at the Fountain Blue. And it's just been so many days nonstop of doing too much with my son for his birthday. Like 5 events, 5 activities in one day and eating big meals. It's like food. It could be worse than alcohol, actually. So it's like I'm there. But I'm also so grateful to have had this one-on-one time with him. And people are so funny. People think that there is a right way to parent. Like, so many people are shocked that I decided and have for a couple of years now not to have birthday parties for my kids, and I'd rather take each one on a solo vacation and spend 4 or 3 quality days with them and make all of these memories and do so many things instead of spending whatever amount of money I would have on a party. So right. Thank you to the Fountain Blue for having us. This really is my favorite hotel in Vegas now. It's just phenomenal. I love it. And I've got to come back because there's still so much more to do at the Fountain Blue that I haven't.
Could you get one more plug in for the Fountain Blue? I was wondering.
I could, because it's that good. How was your weekend? How you been?
Good. I'm off today. It's raining in Los Angeles. It's a horrible day.
Wait, I got a weird text message from the city of Los Angeles.
Oh yeah, that was flood warning, probably severe weather. It just won't stop fucking raining here.
Wow. You also spent some time with Gwen Stefani. Tell us about that.
She was like so positive and into it and fun and excited to talk about, you know, her new song. She did something with her husband, Purple Irises. A good little pop country sort of crossover kind of thing.
Why was she on Alt-98.7 promoting that, though?
I think more it's promoting that, you know, No Doubt also will be doing Coachella this year. And No Doubt's okay. Doing something together and trying to figure out where she is with the band. And it's weird. Like, during the interview, she said that they'd only FaceTimed once, which is strange to me. You know, like, that they haven't talked So there sounds like there's still something going on there, whether this is just a one-off or take the money kind of thing. I can't really tell, but she's just lovely. She was absolutely dynamic and I love talking to her and she's a sweetheart.
It makes me happy to see that. You know, like last night were the People's Choice Awards and Kylie Minogue performed.
I missed that. I would have watched if I would have known she was there.
She's the hardest working pop person of all time. Like she's been doing this since the 80s and she does so many TV performances. And I love that because what a legacy she's leaving behind when she's no longer here. We'll be able to watch this and that. And when she did this version and the other. And actually the People's Choice Awards was so funny because Billie Eilish went viral. Did you see this?
No.
She went viral because she was complaining to a friend at her table and she was caught and overheard that there were TikTokers there. Which raises an interesting question. I mean, should TikTokers be at these big award shows? I say, of course.
Yeah. Like one thing's more important than the other thing. Does someone inherently have more talent that could sing? I mean, that is a talent. Is TikToking a talent? I don't know if it's innate, but you know, you got to work at it.
Yeah. And to be able to have and maintain a following on there, it's not easy. Like you might be able to get viral by luck, but to build and keep building on there, that's not easy.
You know, it's funny. I literally just wrote to someone. I keep getting, I don't know if it's like spam or what it is, by this same woman who's like, I want to help you grow your Instagram. And I responded very politely and said, look, I'm not really interested in bots and I'm not interested in really growing it. Quite frankly, if it wasn't for my job, I wouldn't be on social media. I'm just really not interested. Thank you. Well, then she hits me back and she's like, well, here's your follower count. And tomorrow you'll see 200 more followers. So I wake up this morning, there's 200 more followers. And I'm like, I said, listen, I go, I'm about being authentic. I want the people that want to follow me, that want to consume what I do on the radio or on this podcast, I want them to be there. I do. I'm not going to say that I don't, but I'm not interested in some phony people that I don't know. People can see that. They can smell it. It doesn't feel authentic. I go, and I have no interest in paying for it. So please move on. Find somebody else that's not me. I don't do this. So it's just funny. You should bring all that up. But I just got done typing all this.
You should not have engaged. That was the first problem.
That was the first thing. Yeah. Well, it's like she just constantly kept hitting me up. And I was like, no, thank you. I wanted to be polite because it seems like a real person. You know what I mean? And yeah, I was like, All right, you're right. I probably should not have even engaged.
I'm so thankful that Instagram has really turned things around. Like reels are popping on Instagram And getting so much views. Like a lot of big creators that are friends of mine are talking about how their reels are getting more video views than their TikToks. So Thank you, Instagram, because I'm allowed on there. All right. You know, like any episode, if there's a topic, you know, something that we're talking about that you don't want to listen to, just fast forward. Like Taylor Swift. You know, there's some Taylor Swift haters that listen to our podcast, or you're just tired of hearing of her. But she is the biggest star on the planet and dominates a lot of conversation. And from people that shouldn't really even be talking about Taylor Swift. I find this so, not interesting, but so telling that Candace Owens, this political commentator who gets a lot of attention herself, has repeatedly been talking about Taylor Swift recently nonstop. Why? Because it works. She saw, oh wow, that one Taylor Swift clip of mine got way more views than anything else I've done this
She's
month.
She's trying to get into the algorithm of that.
Exactly. So as a Taylor Swift OG myself, I'm not bothered. I don't care. Like, she literally called her a psychotic feminist. And she was defending Scooter Braun and all this stuff. And I'm like, thank you, Candace Owens. I see right through you. And I just say thank you. I'm not bothered by people criticizing her for anything because she's just living her life and doing the best and being a kind person. She's a kind person.
Oh, stop. You and your slobbering. It's not the reporting on Taylor Swift that people have a problem with. It's the fact that you can no longer be objective about anything.
I am objective.
You aren't. You just slobber all over her. You're just trying to get better seats for the next concert you go to.
No, I'm not.
You're not being objective. Even when I tell you what people are saying
online,
you're
banana. Well, whatever. You're I don't not, care.
Listen to you. You won't even entertain this. See,
I am a free thinker. Okay, I don't okay. care.
You're a narrow-minded thinker. Is what you
no.
are.
No, let me finish. There was that awful shooting in Kansas City, and Taylor Swift donated $100,000 to the family of the woman that died.
Yeah.
And what connection does she have? Is she from Kansas City?
Well, I think the connection's pretty obvious.
Yeah, I got. That duh, but like that's the only connection. What her boyfriend plays on the Kansas City team, that's her only connection, and she still donated $100,000. I think that's very kind, and I don't think she did that just for publicity, you know.
I think when you have billions of dollars, it's a drop in the bucket.
Yeah. Also, Travis Kelce donated $100,000 to a different family, one of the families where the children were injured. There were so many injured children. It's like, oh,
so ridiculous.
And it was all because of these two dumbass teenagers that got into some disagreement and had access to guns.
Yeah.
I did not know that Kansas City is one of the top 10 most violent cities in the U.S. with gun violence. I had no idea. Oh, God, so upsetting. What's going to happen? I don't know. But back to Taylor Swift and lightheartedness, because I don't want to linger on this. She's in Australia and making everybody go crazy down there with every concert that she has and going viral at every show, including this one speech that she gave talking about her upcoming album. And I guess answering your question, right? Or the question that a lot of people have, like, why is she releasing another album so soon? Because she's an artist and that's how she processes life, she says. She was going through a lot, underscore the breakup with her boyfriend, which apparently was a long time coming. And she says that this new album was a lifeline for her and that writing songs helps her process life. So that's your answer. And if you think everything Taylor is too much, don't listen to her music. Simple as that. I'm excited for the album. And actually, so many superstar divas. Isn't that interesting? Instead of like newer artists, all of these like legacy diva acts are the big releases for the next couple of months.
Mm-hmm.
Excited for that. Speaking of superstar artists, Usher is talking about the Super Bowl and his performance and revealing that, yes, he did reach out to Justin Bieber to perform at the Super Bowl halftime show. And they did speak in person briefly. And Justin said no. And then another article came out from, I believe it was People, just saying that he's not in the mental headspace to do it, which is basically what I said on the podcast, you know? So I'm glad he didn't, because he would have sucked. It would have been bad. So,
well, he's doing a good job of ramping up interest. Him consistently saying no, there will come a time when everybody's like, hey, we're ready for you to do it. And he'll be ready to do it. And the mania will be out of control. I mean, it's like the Jonas Brothers effect. It's like the Taylor Swift effect. I mean, all these Taylor Swift fans have been fans since they were four. And, you know, she's just consistently been putting out music all during this time. But it's the whole kind of missing you thing. It'll pop. It'll be big. It'll be huge when he's ready to do it. So I don't know. Maybe he's just taking a break.
But Justin Bieber's never been an amazing performer.
Wouldn't disagree with you, but I do think he's got a lot of talent and he's got the hits.
Yes.
That's the difference. I mean, when you have multiple hits, they want to see you.
Chris Brown.
Chris Breezy.
People live in their own bubbles, and he is in his, and is a little out of touch with reality, I would say. Chris Brown was initially, according to him, invited to take part in this All-Star game during NBA All-Star weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And then he was disinvited. And some people might let that slide or make not a big deal about it and try to like keep it secret because they might think it's embarrassing. Not Chris Brown. He would not shut up about it on Instagram and even calling out the event sponsor, Ruffles.
Which makes me want Ruffles right now, by the way.
No, so much so that Ruffles felt compelled to deny that they had any involvement on what players took part in the All-Star celebrity game. And I just want to remind Chris Brown that just last year, he was involved in a violent fight with Usher, according to reports. So it would make sense to me that they did not want somebody with a history of violence on the court. Simple, right?
They booked him, though, to his point. you know, if you're going to book somebody, make him look like shit by canceling him and him telling people he's going to be there.
Listen, it goes back to what happened to me on TikTok. Two different layers of employees said, yes, you're back and you're allowed officially to be on TikTok.
And what are you doing? You're shit talking the fuck out of them, which is exactly what he's doing.
All right, fine.
Pot meet kettle.
I take it back, Chris Brown. I mean, I'm not shit-talking him.
You're shit-talking the platform, and he was shit-talking Ruffles or the All-Star Game people, whatever.
I'm just saying I understand the decision.
You understand the decision from TikTok?
No, I don't understand that decision.
I do.
Well, that was 3 years ago.
Okay, well, Chris Brown and his incidents with Rihanna were over a decade ago.
Yeah, and Usher was just last year.
Well, who knows? You know, show me the video of that. That could have been throwing a drink on someone, and we don't know what really happened there.
All right, whatever.
A bunch of hearsay.
Well, speaking of hearsay, that's exactly what's going on with Kelly Rowland. This story has gone majorly viral, and I'm not sure what to believe. According to the New York Post and Page Six, which is very reliable for New York stuff and also for non-New York stuff. They break a lot of stories and are consistently correct.
Right.
They say that Kelly Rowland was supposed to guest co-host the 9 o'clock hour of the Today Show and was displeased with her dressing room. And her team requested a better dressing room, and they said they could not accommodate that because the bigger, better dressing room was occupied by Jennifer Lopez that day.
Right.
So she left and did not go through with co-hosting the Today Show's 9 o'clock hour with Hoda.
It's a good look, too.
Allegedly. I just don't know if I believe this. So here's my two thoughts. My first thought is I don't believe it. It just does not sound like Kelly Rowland. She's also been doing this for 25 years. You know, she's been on the Today Show before. She knows what the dressing rooms are like. Like, why would she have unrealistic expectations?
Well, maybe her dressing room was where J-Lo was that day with all of her props and accoutrements and people and staff and whatever. And she was butthurt by the fact that she couldn't be in her dressing room. But it's a guest dressing room, you know what I mean? Like, I don't know. When you're on those shows, you can't sit there and go, wow, the talent's getting all this stuff. The talent always gets all of this stuff. And she wasn't there as a talent. She's there as a fucking host. Us hosts get treated like shit. We usually get set in a fucking closet somewhere with a light you could barely put your makeup on with.
What I find really weird is, you know, usually when something is not true, a publicist will release a statement denying it. But Kelly Rowland's publicist has not denied this. So that's why there's like a little bubble of, you know, I don't believe it per se. It doesn't sound like Kelly Rowland. It doesn't make sense. She's a pro. She's been doing this for so long. But why haven't they denied it? Why didn't they deny it?
But then it's true.
I guess it might be true.
She walked off. The proof is in the pudding. She didn't show up for her gig. For whatever reason, she reneged and said, I'm out.
Another thing, though, who knows? Like, we don't know everything going on with her and her life. Like, maybe something bad happened and she doesn't want to talk about it publicly.
Well, a statement would have been released.
I guess.
Even if it's just funny story, but no, Kelly has something personal going on in her life, and thank you.
All right.
That's it. It's not like she doesn't have people. She has people. So maybe the truth is more powerful than anything, because you're going up against a news organization like the Today Show. And if they're pressed, they're just going to tell the truth. They're going to go, yeah, she left. We don't know why, but she left.
Well, you know, I guess everybody makes mistakes and everybody has bad days.
Yeah.
I remember I made a big mistake once. I regret this. I don't even remember what station it was in Los Angeles. I was appearing on some local news show in LA, and somehow somebody either gave me the wrong arrival time or I just read it wrong. It could have been 100% my mistake. And I showed up way earlier than I was supposed to be on air. And I asked if I could just go on early, and they said they could not accommodate me. And then I got really upset. And I regret that. You know, there's nothing they could have done. And I apologize if I got all diva.
Their show's planned and, you know, you were slotted in.
I know. I'm sorry to whoever that was. If any of you are listening, I doubt you're listening.
It sounds like KTLA to me.
I think it was, what's that one place that's like almost in East Hollywood?
That's KTLA.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. It's exactly that place. All right. Jennifer Lopez has the number one movie on Amazon Prime, according to a press release. Wow. Oh, my God. That I would never have known. However, after I saw that press release, I did a little digging and some unfortunate, embarrassing information. A couple of weeks ago, J-Lo, actually more than that, several weeks ago, I forget, maybe 3 or 4 weeks ago, Jennifer Lopez released her single with a big push, the first song off this new album. And I went on Billboard.com and I saw that Can't Get Enough, despite all of this attention, didn't even crack the Billboard Hot 100. That's a flop. Floppity flop. It could not even make it to the top 100.
I always say that the charts don't matter. However, when you see so much promotion for something, there's got to be some correlation. There's got to be people saying, all right, I'll at least check it out. Or to not hit the Hot 100, that is pretty telling. I'll say that. With that kind of push.
The album's out. The movie's out. Did you watch the movie?
Come on now.
No.
No.
Did your fiance watch the movie? I was here at the Fontainebleau enjoying the Fontainebleau.
You know, maybe, I'll ask her because I know she's seen enough clips because she made social media for it. So, yeah. But I don't think she watched the whole thing.
Well, I saw some clips and it actually, I mean, I didn't see it, but from the clips I saw, it seemed funny.
Oh, good. Okay.
It seemed cute. Like I even shared one clip that was pretty freaking hilarious with Kiki Palmer in it. I love, you have no idea who Kiki Palmer is, but I love Kiki Palmer. Okay. The gays and girls of a certain age love Kiki Palmer. Also, I found it really interesting in multiple of her media appearances promoting the movie and the album, Jennifer Lopez warned us this is probably her last album. Oh my God.
Stop.
No. I love J-Lo. I like her music, but like, I would not be devastated if this is her last album. Like, I don't care. Is that supposed to be like some like reverse psychology to try to get people to listen? I don't
know.
Please,
no, stop. Make more shitty new music.
And like, you know, the Amazon Prime thing, cool. But next week, when we see the album chart, we'll be able to tell how well or poorly it debuted on the Billboard album chart. So yeah. you can't hide that either. And, you know, the people have spoken. The people will have spoken. Mm-hmm. But it's cute. You know, it's all about love and her relationship with love and herself and with Ben. And yada. And Ben is in it, but he's not himself in the movie. And yada, yada, yada. He's playing some newscaster.
Poor guy. No one's asking for this. And I love Jen. But there's no one like, please do this.
He is supportive.
He is. Give him that.
He's that cheerleader boyfriend that just, you know, I think he's either a pussy whipped or I don't know what. Or he just loves her. He loves her.
Good for them. I'm glad they have this love affair. I just don't understand the incessant need to share it with us like we give a shit.
Well, a lot of people still care.
Listen, if they care about anything, you're right. They care about that relationship. Do they care about the music? No. I think they care about his movie making because he's pretty fucking good at that.
I want a love like that. But not exactly like that.
I don't know. Yeah, that needs a lot of attention.
I know. I was going to say thank you. Yeah, I know. That's literally what I was going to say. Like, their love seems exhausting.
Exhausting, exactly.
There's just something with that. There's a song. Like, I want an easy kind of love.
Easy lover. They go with that. Easy lover. Phil Collins and Philip Bailey.
Yeah, I want an easy kind of love.
Mom met a lot of your demands over the years. This Mother's Day, get her the Bartesian cocktail maker that makes premium cocktails on demand. In just 30 seconds, have your choice of over 60 premium or seasonal cocktails, all at the touch of a button. Get $50 off on the Bartesian Cocktail Maker now when you buy one pack of cocktail capsules. So, for all the times you made a mess, get Mom the countertop cocktail system that makes premium cocktails without making any mess at all. For all the times you begged for soda, get her premium cocktail capsules made with real fruit juice and craft bitters. For all the times you demanded tacos for dinner, get her the Bartesian that mixes margaritas in just 30 seconds. Make Mom's Mother's Day and all the 364 days that aren't Mother's Day with a Bartesian cocktail maker at $50 off. Visit bartesian.com/mother now to get $50 off the Bartesian Premium Cocktail Maker. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
Hey everyone, it's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for up to half the cost. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Savings based on cost of Consumer Cellular single line 1, 5, and 10 gig data plans with unlimited talk and text compared to lowest cost single line postpaid unlimited talk, text, and data plans offered by T-Mobile and Verizon January 2024.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
You know what I'm watching? Love is Blind.
Oh, there's been some drama with that.
It's so good. And Kellen gets the advances. So they released the first half on Netflix of this season, but we have the second half at home.
Oh.
So I already know what happens when everybody's talking about already, and it's fucking awesome. Wait till you guys see it. It's really good.
Well, what's everybody talking about?
Well, there's this one girl that said she looked like Megan Fox. Then the guy fucking meets her and he's like, you don't look like Megan Fox, because she doesn't. And she's cute. Like, don't get me wrong, but it's just their relationship. I guess I really can't share, because let's just say their relationship becomes a focal point, which it already is in the first half, but the second half's pretty interesting. So if you guys are watching the show, just stick with it. It's really good.
Well, speaking of Megan Fox, we spoke about her on the Patreon. And
yes, we did.
I won't repeat what we said, because that's just for Patreon ears only.
That's our safe zone over there.
Yeah. But Megan Fox is responding to critics of her. Specifically, there was a photo that went viral from Super Bowl weekend where she looked very different. And she wants everybody to know that it was just a bad angle and bad lighting.
Okay.
And did not address the Botox and fillers.
If you want our true thoughts, patreon.com/Perez Hilton.
Yes. In more Love news, Love is Blind and Love is Back for Real Housewives of Miami star Larsa Pippen and Marcus Jordan. They had broken up and then they refollowed each other on social media and reunited publicly for Valentine's Day. So they're giving it another go.
Thank God.
I don't remember when, but on a recent episode, Booker theorized that the real reason Katy Perry was leaving American Idol is because they were not willing to pay her more money.
Right. And her time is money.
According to a new report, that's the exact reason she's leaving American Idol. Wow.
It always comes down to money. We knew that.
That was a Perez Adamus moment for Booker.
I think that was an obvious one, bro.
Also, according to reports, American Idol bosses are eyeing Miley Cyrus to replace Katy Perry, but some worry that she might be too risque for a family show.
Nah, I don't buy that. I think it's going to be more about the same problem. Miley Cyrus isn't walking in there for cheap. Miley Cyrus doesn't need the money. All these people don't need the money, but you got to make it worth their time.
I had this thought earlier that escaped my mind, and I just want to get it out there. I see all this chatter of people speculating who should perform at the Super Bowl halftime show next year, mm-hmm. and I am going to advocate for Dolly Parton. We need it before she dies, okay?
I would like to just see some sort of country halftime.
She could spearhead it. It could be Dolly with everybody else.
Yeah, Dolly and friends. That would be awesome.
Yeah, Dolly and then Miley would come out for sure.
Of course.
Yes. Oh, that'd be so good. This is a really good segue. Speaking of country music, Beyonce's new song actually is poised to be a hit, or at least if social media love is any indication. Like, I keep seeing everybody using this new Beyonce song, the Texas Hold'em, which I always liked. My problem with the song was just lyrically, the lyrics don't speak to me.
But that's the thing with country music. The lyrics do speak to people. Like,
yes.
That's what my mom says over and over about these songs and Lainey Wilson and all these different artists. That's the first thing that comes out of her mouth. Like, man, that song really talks to me. Like, I really can feel it inside.
Yeah.
It's a very good pop song.
Absolutely.
It's generic as fuck, though.
It is. That's the thing.
For country music.
Yeah. Well, and some Beyonce fans have been calling up radio stations stations, country stations, and this one station specifically in the middle of the country somewhere said that they're not going to play the song because they don't play Beyonce. What are your thoughts on that?
You know, if you're speaking for the station as a DJ, I find that to be a big mistake. You don't pick the music. If your company says you're playing it, you're fucking playing it.
I also think if it was a better song, they'd probably play it.
It's a good song, but it's everything you just said. We both are in complete agreement. I like it. Like,
yeah, I like it too.
Voice in it. But to me, it's like a good pop song with some country guitar twang to it.
Yeah. In other wacky news, Kristen Stewart was on the cover of the new issue of Rolling Stone and really triggered a lot of people. There was a lot of hate over this because it was a... I wouldn't consider it graphic. Was it sexual? Yes. Was it graphic? No. She's in this vest, a leather vest, and jock strap.
Yeah.
You only see the front, so you don't see bare ass. Mm-hmm. And she's got her hands reaching into the jock strap. You know, it's just like a strong pose. And like, yeah, is it sexual? Yes. Is it graphic? No. But so many people were just butthurt about it. And kudos to Kristen Stewart. To me, that's a great piece of art where you can get people talking.
That's a successful shoot.
Yeah. You can get people talking and feeling something. And she got a lot of people feeling.
I read that she said, I want this to be the gayest thing anyone's ever seen. So I read the line before I saw the pictures, which was cool because then I got to like experience the art after that sentence. And I was like, oh, that's awesome. Like mission accomplished.
I know. I loved it.
She looks beautiful. I mean, I love her. She's got she does smoky eye better than anybody. She really does. Her eyes just popped. Did I tell you I saw her at a party once?
No.
Yeah, she was at this party for some designer and she was just like, I don't know. She was just kind of pouty everywhere she went in the room, like not interested in being there. I'm like, why the fuck did you come?
She probably got paid.
No, it wasn't that kind of thing. It was... Stella McCartney.
She probably got paid. No, she probably got paid.
It wasn't that kind of party. Just put it that way.
There was no media. There's no step and repeat.
No step and repeat. Nothing like that. I think it was kind of a personal thing, but yet it was at the store. I don't know. She just was just sort of like poo-poo is what I left with. And she was just walking around like talking to people she knew, but it was just a lot of... Which I thought was funny because she just seemed miserable back in the day with everything or being famous or something. But I like her.
Yeah, well, she's definitely settled into that. And she's been, you know, she's less hot famous than she used to be, but she's still famous. So she's, you know, she's matured and handling the relationship with fame differently. So kudos to her. We've talked on the podcast about how Kim Kardashian is dating Odell Beckham Jr.
Yeah.
And some Kardashian fans might remember that prior to dating Kim, Odell Beckham Jr. was linked to Khloe Kardashian.
I saw that on our Patreon message board. Is that true?
Yeah. I mean, you know, they've actually, look at Travis Barker too. Travis Barker was first with Kim and now he's married to Courtney. And he even wrote about it in his memoir. Like that's immortalized forever. Huh. Khloe gave Kim permission, according to reports, to date Odell Beckham Jr. So all is good there. Speaking of Kim, her ex-husband, Kanye West, we are going to find out today how well his new album does, but it is projected to debut at number one.
I buy that. I told you that last week. He's got fans. He's formally brilliant.
Anyways, Kanye insists, though. He's been very active on Instagram, and he insists that he's not Taylor Swift's enemy and that he's been helpful to her career. Mm-hmm.
He has been a foil. She needs foils in her thing. So in that regard, sure, let him have that one.
He also denies that he was kicked out of the Super Bowl. Instead, he says that he just went to another box to hang with friends and that he wanted to walk around and have a nice time with his wife who had never been to the Super Bowl before.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
All right, whatever. Also, Khloe Kardashian's baby daddy, Tristan Thompson, is being dragged by Kardashian fans for liking Kanye West's photo of his nearly naked wife. That doesn't bother me. I don't give a fuck.
Yeah, me neither.
Also, upsetting a lot of people, the Royal Watchers, as they're called, fans of the British royal family, were triggered when Prince Harry and Meghan Markle, they've basically changed their last name. They're now using Sussex as the surname for their children. Because British royals, at least the high-ranking royals, don't have last names.
Oh, really?
No, they're just Prince so-and-so or whatever.
I didn't know that. I'm watching The Crown again. It's funny because I didn't like the Princess Diana season. I'd stopped at some point, but I've picked it back up. And I'm actually finding that I am liking it. So I'm about to get into the new season that they just dropped. So I'm back with The Crown, everybody. And I'm liking it. I'm liking it a lot.
And Prince Harry was in Canada recently for some event with his charity, the Invictus Games. And I feel for him. I feel for him because he's damned if he does, damned if he doesn't. Meaning if he's asked about his father, there's no right thing to either talk about it or not talk about it. Whichever one he does, he's going to be criticized for it. Yeah. So, well,
welcome to being famous.
Yeah. We've got so much more to get to. We'll do a lot more good stuff on the podcast, but one last thing.
On the Patreon, sure.
Sorry, on the Patreon, yeah. Mm-hmm. But one last thing for today's show.
Okay.
Ariana released the remix of her song, Yes And, with Mariah Carey, mm-hmm. which I... On a recent show, I pointed out how that song debuted really well at number one and then plummeted and died a quick death. So this is a way of Ariana goosing the system and turning things around, dot, dot, dot. But the remix is so lackluster. Have you heard
didn't it? Like
it? No.
Huh. I like the song. I like the single. I told you from the beginning, I thought it was a pretty good song.
I like the song too. I never loved it, but I liked it. But I like this remix even less.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
It's so weird because Mariah, back in the 90s, she was the remix fucking queen.
She was.
Like,
yeah.
She used to have different versions of songs, like a hip-hop version, the pop version. She used to do music videos for the remixes. She would even fucking go in and for the dance remixes, add new vocals and give them to the remixers.
Yeah, but those were hers.
Yeah.
This is Ariana's. You know what I mean? Like, I could see where she's trying to spice it up. They should have put Mariah in charge and said, here's the track. You go fuck it up.
I know. But what I'm getting at is, like, at least make it feel a little different or a little special. Like, add an extra 30 seconds with, like, an outro or a bridge or I don't fucking know. It just felt so boring. It was boring. Like, there was nothing. Wow. Okay. Wow. Mariah's on it. But, like, it adds nothing.
Mother's Day is coming, and Mom doesn't want flowers. She wants a cocktail. Here's a hint. Get Mom Bartesian. It's the countertop cocktail maker that creates your choice of over 60 premium cocktails in less than 30 seconds, each at the touch of a button. Flowers die. Happy hour comes back every day. So get Mom the machine that makes amazing cocktails with real fruit juices and craft bitters. Best of all, get $50 off a Bartesian premium cocktail maker with the purchase of one pack of cocktail capsules. So, instead of getting Mom a reason to fill a flower vase with water, get Mom the easiest, fastest way to fill her glass with the floral notes of gin. The best cocktails are premium cocktails, and the best day to get it for Mom is Mother's Day, because you can get $50 off now for a limited time. Visit bartesian.com/mother to get the best premium cocktail maker for Mom at the best price for you. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
You're a growing business, which means you need every spare hour you can find. That's why the most successful growing businesses are working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Start a call instantly in huddles and ditch cumbersome calendar invites. Or build an automation with Workflow Builder to take routine tasks off your plate. No coding required. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
I don't know. Let's take some calls.
All right.
Hey guys, it's Haneen calling from Southwest Florida, and love the show. Just have to say though, Perez, you can't objectively say anything about Taylor Swift. Like, you're just such a fangirl. Like, I agree with Booker. She was just, it was all about me. I just feel like, yeah, she's a great artist and all that, but I don't know, like, she needs to take it down a few notches in the humble department. I don't know.
I don't know if she needs to do anything. I don't know if I agree with that last part, but the first part, I'm wholeheartedly on board with what you said.
Compare Taylor Swift to Beyonce, okay? Beyonce thinks her shit doesn't stink. At least Taylor Swift, at points, pretends to be humble, okay?
I don't get what any of that means, but I like your response. Here we go.
Hey, Perez. Hey, Booker. This is Renee calling from Washington State. I just had a question about what your thoughts were. You may have already talked about this regarding Kanye West and his wife, Bianca. Just wondering what your thoughts were about all of these pictures he's got of her on his website, all over, where she is wearing nothing but like a raincoat or, I don't know, a paper bag that is like strapped underneath her and up over her shoulders.
Thoughts on that?
Well, I have a few thoughts. Two. Well, but I'll keep them brief. My first thought is maybe it was Kanye who was the mastermind of the Kim Kardashian naked years era.
Yeah.
You remember how she used to be naked all the time?
I 100% agree with that. I always thought that that was kind of assumed, to be honest with you.
I thought it was just her doing like a cheap way of like getting attention. So maybe, you know, maybe Kanye was behind that. And secondly, I don't give a fuck. It doesn't bother me. But what I do find weird is there was this TikTok video that was deleted that Northwest posted, and she drew this drawing. And one of the things that she drew was a naked photo of Kanye's wife. Like, she drew Kanye's wife in one of her looks. That's just weird to me. The fact that she's aware, she knows what's going on.
It doesn't seem like there's a lot of parenting going on at least one side of that family. That's what I'll say.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, before we say goodbye, a quick thank you to some new Patreon supporters.
Ooh.
Thank you to Kathleen Moore, who just signed up. We appreciate you. Thank you to Marley Davis. Thank you to Marcy. Thank you to Alexa Bochia. And thank you, Janet Finkel.
Sweet. Thanks for listening. We appreciate you. 800-721-1185. That's our phone number. And we'll do this on Thursday for the Patreon show again.
Have a good week, everybody.
Take care.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency, where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit RightRug.com. That's RiteRug.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Got menopause? We've got you. Hi, Jackie here, founder of ExoJackie. Feel supported throughout your menopause journey and beyond with our organic protein powders and symptom relief boosts. Formulated to keep bones and muscles strong, ExoJackie products help reduce bloating, hot flashes, and weight gain. Enjoy 20% off with promo code EXOPODCAST. Shop now at ExoJackie.com. Made for women by women.